Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Talk Radio 710 on your AM radio dial. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
John Perk of the Diocese of Kansas City, St. Joseph, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda. By the way, guys, probably another item for possible reflection on the sociological implications and the historical meaning. Barbie's going to be 50 next week.
Well, are you going to get out your collection, Mike, and have a display or what? Well, no, some guys do that. I mean, but it is it's a cultural phenomenon, isn't it?
This guy doesn't. Listen,
some other things to talk about too. Locally,
the Supreme Court unanimously upholds the right of the city of Pleasant Grove to publicly display the Ten Commandments by a 9-0 decision. This is a big ruling.
I thought it was unanimously agrees that they don't have to add this column of another group.
Right. The Sumans wanted to erect their monument of the seven, I can't say the word, aphorisms.
Aphorisms.
There you go. Aphorisms.
And we've got some other things to talk about, but let's get to David real quick. David called in. Very kind. David, you've got Religion on the Line.
Hey, greetings from San Francisco. Hope you had a good New Year.
Wait a second. You're calling from San Francisco now?
I was just out there.
Oh.
It's 4:30 your time.
So it is.
You get triple coasters.
Are you a monk? Did you get up for hours for prayer?
He's not there now.
That or good coffee.
Okay, all right.
No, I am pretty ascetic, but I don't want to get sidetracked with that. Hey, by the way, I was interested in stewardship. Yeah, if you remember, I called you, I don't remember if it was November or December, talking about stewardship, and you invited me to call back on the same issue. In this case, what I was talking about back then was the danger to the Missouri River. Way up in Montana, they're trying to create this so-called clean coal thing where they would have these massive dams full of hazardous wastes just waiting to bust open and poison the whole river. So right after I talked to you all, the same thing happened down in Tennessee. Kingston, Tennessee.
I remember that.
Sure. This thing is 120 times bigger than the Exxon Valdez. I mean, the Exxon Valdez was 10 million gallons. This was 1.2 billion gallons of, it was essentially coal ash that was full of mercury, lead, cadmium, arsenic, radioactive isotopes, and they had it 20 feet from a river, and then it busted open. This, you know, just a week or so after I called you. Now, for the last 2 months, I've been calling up radio stations, calling the governor's office in Tennessee, all sorts of different places, trying to get them to declare this a disaster. It's 120 times bigger than the Exxon Valdez, poisoning 300 miles of the Tennessee River, the Tom Bigbee Waterway, the lower Ohio, the lower Mississippi River, and full of cadmium, arsenic, lead, radioactive isotopes, amazing, mercury. These guys, nobody is declaring it a disaster. And, you know, now it's time to get Yawa involved, I think. Because, there's no way that this is Al Gore's state, and he hasn't declared it a disaster. It's a Democratic governor and Republican legislatures in Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri,
David,
Louisiana.
Hold on just a minute, okay?
Yeah.
We got to take a little break. We'll be right back with you here on Religion on the Line, and you give us a call like David did at 576-7710.
KCMO Talk Radio 710.com. It can be pretty damn stimulating.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio 710 on your AM radio dial. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
John Perk of the Diocese of Kansas City, St. Joseph, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda. Just got back in time.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, and we also want to mention that the Tibetan New Year was celebrated yesterday at the Rime Buddhist Center, and if you were there, and or if you can just call and tell us what it was all about and what you did, give us a call, 576-7710. And also, there's a Nowruz. This is a Baha'i New Year coming up at the Baha'i Faith Center later on this month. If you want to let us know what that's about, give us a call, and we'd be glad to discuss all of that as well.
There have been some articles about what strategy might make sense for the Dalai Lama going forward, including some suggestions that he should return to Tibet. I'd be curious if people have some thoughts on that. But.
Yeah. 576-7710. We're going to go back to David. So stewardship of the earth, David.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
And stewardship of the earth is big on your heart.
It is. By the way, as you were mentioning the New Year's, though, I just let you know, I it seems to me I just got back from a Tibetan New Year's, and man, are my arms relaxed.
Mm.
Hey,
Who's responsible for the Missouri, the Corps of Engineers?
In the case of what's going on in eastern Tennessee, it's the Tennessee Valley Authority, and even though it has Tennessee in the name, that's a federal agency, and it covers, I don't know if it covers eight states, but it goes Georgia, North Carolina, it might even be into Pennsylvania, and then, of course, essentially the waterway of the Tennessee River starts in Tennessee, then it drops pretty quickly, it goes through Chattanooga, and then it goes down to Huntsville, Alabama. It kind of wraps around Huntsville.
Right, but you were talking about north in Montana, the Missouri River?
Oh, yeah, up there.
Who's in charge of that?
Yeah, essentially what's going on up there is what they're calling tar sands or shale coal, and it's very inefficient. They have to take this, if anthracite coal is 5 million years old and sulfur, nasty sulfur coal is 3 million years old, this stuff is 1 and 2 and 3 million years old. It's really full of dirt and
blood.
Well,
if people agree with you, who should they contact?
Oh, well, there are any number. In the case of the Tennessee Valley Authority thing, it's United Mountain Defense is the local organization. But there's a website, CapitalClimateAction.org, and they're actually going to be doing a big demonstration in Washington, D.C. But this thing is, I was wondering if people in Branson would be interested in
demonstrating for what?
Well, the science, there's a big lie going around that coal is really clean. And, anthracite coal is about as clean as it gets, and it's 5 million years old. But what's going on at the headwaters of the Missouri is this it's young coal, which is full of dirt and rocks, and they have to grind it up and boil it and grind it up and boil it in order to get, and they spend 50% of the energy to get 50% out, and then they end up with a dam full of hazardous waste. And in the case of the oil shale in western Colorado, they end up with a 20-to-1 ratio of dirty water so you get 20 gallons of dirty water for 1 gallon of oil. But this oil sands, tar sands kind of stuff might, I don't know if all of the ratios, but I'm going to guess closer to 40-to-1. So you would have these massive dams up at the headwaters of the Missouri River just waiting to pollute the, the irrigation of Nebraska, Wyoming, Kansas, Montana, and then flooding all the way down to New Orleans.
So unless action is taken, it's a potential environmental catastrophe.
Yeah, David, are you an expert with regard to science on this? Is this an avocation? And how does your faith spur you on to pay this much attention to it?
Well, I guess there's some of both. I mean, heaven helps those that help themselves, but at the same time, I used to live in western Colorado where they were doing this oil shale thing, and once I learned about the science of the hazardous wastes, I'm no more trained in it than I'm frankly more trained in economics and some law, but I saw this happen toward the end of the Soviet Union. There was a massive dam that broke loose like this in the Ukraine, and it destroyed 9 dams and essentially polluted the Soviet Union's finest farmland. And in this case, this would be similar. We've got Nebraska, Wyoming, Kansas, that would be very affected by this. and they're just moving clean. They came up with a, you've seen the advertisements for clean coal. This is a huge lie. And the idea that they're talking the fairness doctrine, they don't have the fairness doctrine to put in a dam full of hazardous waste, you know, upstream of the best farmland in America. This is madness. And,
okay, so who do we contact?
Well, like I say, if you go to capitalclimateaction.org, you'll find probably 50 different organizations linked to that, and there are any number of different organizations. I was just wondering if anybody in Branson was listening, if they could put together some benefits to help the poor people of Tennessee, because the governor still has not declared this thing a disaster, and these people down there have got to get blood tests. This is Chattanooga, Memphis, Nashville, Huntsville, Alabama. Huntsville, Alabama is where they have a NASA site and their universities. And the, we have Silicon Valley out here. The second biggest Silicon Valley in America is down in Huntsville, Alabama. They're poisoning NASA. They're poisoning, the South.
Will you keep us informed of any news on these matters, please?
And particularly legislation as it goes through Congress, okay?
Absolutely. Call your congressman and just anything that has clean coal, and it's bound to be a lie.
All right, and
the only caveat I want to make on that, my understanding of it in terms of the science of oil shale, et cetera, is the same as yours in terms of the byproducts and the cost of making it in terms of energy expended. But as I understand the ads for clean coal, they're not saying it already exists. They're saying we need to invest money in technology to get it done.
Probably they're caging it in that way, but that's sort of like the checks in the mail, and let them keep doing it until they find the cleaner way to do it. But they've known for years. If you look at just the economics of GATT and NAFTA, we're making slaves on the other side of the world to make shoes for America. They're hauling stuff 6,000 miles across the Pacific to haul shoes back here when they could be making them in Missouri. And just the transportation costs of burning any endless, railroad or ship traffic, much less the production costs in that side of the world with no pollution standards, we're just poisoning the earth to have cheap products. And we could have shoes that last and not make slaves of the other side of the world and not poison the ocean. So it's bad economics, plus people are invested in these power plants. They're ancient investments. You know, people put their money into these coal-fired plants 150 years ago, 100 years ago anyway, and they don't want to lose their investment. And they've bought politicians fair and square, and they're going to keep them bought fair and square. And they won't let us go to clean science. They'd rather, keep us locked into old boy, bad science, bad investments. And
David, we thank you for your call.
Sure.
And I'm going to put you on hold.
Hey, appreciate the time on this.
We're going to put you on hold and send you some coasters, okay?
Oh, I got some already. I sure appreciate it, though.
All right. Thank you. And we're going to...
They're recyclable.
And, Rick, I thought there was a call there. Was there a question? No? No question? All right. 576-7710 is the number to call.